Episode 120, Zoom God, Hello Blue Words, Part 2, for the week of July 19th, 2007.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Hey, everybody, just to let you know, the Grave Mind must have been jamming our signals because my voice gets all freaky partway through this. Hope it doesn't happen next time. So, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Laird. Do again.
Laird.
The angels sing.
Laird, welcome back.
Yeah, it was fun to be back again.
Oui, oui.
You are back onto the episode.
Part two.
Part zoo.
That was the best French accent ever, man. I gotta say. I didn't know you were from France. Wow, it's good to know now.
Yeah, special talents. We're gonna continue where we left off last week with all the Halo 3 news that came out of E3. Yeah. And, we did warn you last week that it was an enormous amount of information. So, we're going to continue, especially focusing on the trailer observations.
The enormity will continue, definitely.
Enormity.
Massive.
All right,
so we're going to start off... We're going to start off with Killerzilla in his house. And his submission focuses on the trailer. And he says... We see Master Chief and Arbiter working together, but at some time, they're also against each other, pistol to the face. I'm guessing that they are enemies before, because of their past. Master Chief barely beating Arbiter in first strike, only winning because he forces the Arbiter into an escape pod, and shamming the Arbiter by destroying Halo. What?
I don't quite understand that. How's he shamming him? Oh, by destroying... He's screwing him over by destroying Halo in the first Halo 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. He also noticed a new equipment icon and a fourth grenade slot. Hmm. The equipment has been speculated on and is guessed to be radar jammer, only because it's the only equipment we know of that wasn't in the beta. Could be something else, too. The fourth grenade slot is a mystery. I personally believe it to be a forerunner grenade, maybe electrical based. Yeah, they in the joystick observation video, he talked about something equivalent to a flashbang. I forgot the exact name of it.
It's like sparks and some kind of...
Yeah, sparkly thing.
It got sparks in it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to sparkle you. No, scope, sparkle, sticky thing. he goes, I also believe that we will see Forerunner weapons and vehicles in the final game. True, we have a ton of weapons, but most of them are clones of another. Plasma rifle, SMG, Spiker. What I believe the Forerunner weapons will be are entirely different kinds. We already have the Sentinel Beam, which has no other weapon like it. Well, okay.
This Forerunner weapon.
Yeah, here are my ideas. A Tesla coil-like weapon that shoots a short-range stream of electricity. A pulse rifle that shoots tiny balls of energy. Some sort of explosion.
Explosive weapon.
Yeah, explosive weapon. Excuse me, sorry.
No, it's cool.
Cartoony ring. And buildings in space, I believe, are, number one, a halo. I have always believed that all the halos are different, and this one seems more of a crescent. The place the pelicans are flying towards is not the ring, but the planet it orbits. The buildings on the horizon, I believe, are Forerunner ruins or working Forerunner city.
So they're not talking really about that portion in the Halo 3 trailer, right? The single player trailer.
Yes. When the Pelican and Johnston and Master Chief are coming down.
Mm-hmm. And he's behind the ODSTs and that are flying.
That's
in.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they even on the PowTacular.com forums, this, you know, stills of a, this out-of-place looking figure that's
in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, it's purple. It looks like, well, like I don't know what.
I kind of speculated on, when I first saw it, I was thinking, you know, that's Earth, but then I saw the thing in the background. And then the other thing I was thinking, well, maybe this is the original Halo 1 ring that broke up. I mean, if you think about it, look at it in the background, it curves, and it's jagged, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It could be a section that's still functioning from Halo 1. I don't know. That was one of my theories.
Mm-hmm.
The Alpha Halo, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it definitely looks out of place. I mean, that's one thing I can say. So,
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that's... I mean, you said that was an alpha build or something? I don't know. Anyway, so he also says nothing really important but kind of cool that he found at the 1 minute 15 second mark in the trailer, you see one of the Project Prophet holograms. The model is a lot cleaner and better looking than the Halo 2 version. Well, I mean, that's a given, but yeah, you're going to definitely, I can foresee plenty of those sprinkled around the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be talking trash, calling you a nub, and...
Talking stuff.
Talking stuff. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things in that video that people were observing, and, you know, like always, we enjoy doing it.
For sure, man. Hey, speaking of which, let's kind of go through that video a little bit of some of the things that we noticed. Mm-hmm. One of the things is, like he was saying, the equipment, there was a new equipment type that kind of looked like a capital D, okay, and then like
yeah.
That has flipped around backwards, fallen over, and had a dot in between the line. I know that's kind of hard to visualize, but you'll just mm-hmm. have to see it probably on the interwebs. It's all over the place, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's definitely, you know, to me, it seems like that would make sense to be the radar disruptor as far as, like, you know, making that to where there's, like, lots of dots all over the place. Yeah, radar jammer. So that seems like a good icon for that, really, because it's kind of like a cone of radar that goes on.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we haven't seen it in action yet, so.
Yeah.
At least we have something to look forward to that wasn't in the beta, as regarding to the deployable weapons. So I mean.
And there's that other thing, right? That was the four slot on the grenades. I mean,
grenade type. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think it's gonna be a 400 grenade, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we've got Covenant, we've got Human. I don't think it's going to be a flashbang or a smoke grenade. I look to it to be a Forerunner grenade. Maybe it'll be some kind of grenade that specifically defeats the Flood. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Be interesting.
Maybe it could be an antiviral grenade, or not antiviral, like a bioorganism grenade. You know, you throw it, and it, or, you know, sorry. Bioorganism, bioweapon grenade, you know, you can throw it, maybe it melts, you know, the Flood or something like that, something cool,
yeah.
I don't know, that's another theory. I mean, if you're going to fight the Covenant, or not the Covenant, the Flood, how, you know, we all know that kinetic weapons or bullet, you know, the guns the humans use are more effective than energy weapons,
yeah.
And we know that the Forerunners aren't using kinetic weapons or guns. They're using energy weapons. I just see them using, you know, with all the research they've done on the Flood, they'd be using bio weapons against them instead of, mm-hmm. you know, burning them or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just my theory.
So some of the other things you guys noticed with the Halo 3 footage, the single-player footage, what were some of the other things that really stood out to you guys?
The Warthog that had the two guys in the back that was like a troop carrier transport vehicle, I guess, or with a turret removed.
Yeah, like two guys in the back.
Yeah,
it looked like a caged caged enclosure where it was like, I believe it was like two Marines sitting in the back.
Yep. So one of the other. Sorry. Mm-hmm. One of the other cool things I liked is when you can save that marine that was being held up by the buggers or the whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah,
he shot the guy and he dropped down. Right. I like that you could, you have to. See, that's what I was talking about earlier in the previous show. Maybe that marine that he had to save or he shot out of that. Maybe that marine's gonna do something later to help the chief in the game. And if you don't do it, the game changes. Like we discussed dynamically, I mean, maybe he's not that important a character, but that's kind of what I was talking about. Like, if you don't save that guy, what happens? What's the consequence of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, man. It was cool to see that, you know, and that goes along with the civilians in the game. You know, you're trying to save people from this kind of stuff. You know, it's more than just about you and you versus an entire, you know, conglomeration with the Covenant going on of aliens. It's about you and saving the entire human race. So that just kind of goes to reinforce that, and I think it's cool that they find ways to represent that in more so than just, you know, you're a human and you're going against the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the other things in the trailer is when we see Master Chief, the Arbiter, and another elite in the background with Cortana kind of all freaking out with a headache. I think they're not on a Covenant ship. I personally think, and this is my theory, they've gone to rescue her, and that's how they're going to get the Flood involved in Halo 3. They went back to High Clarity, and they go to rescue her, and she's just all having some kind of screwy nightmare, or not nightmare, but all the data she's collected while there for the period that she's been separated from the Chief. If you know the Halo books, you know that the AIs only have short lifespans, and she's pretty much gone.
About to go rampant.
That's right, because in Halo First Strike, they're concerned that she's going to be going rampant, and they start doing checks on her and all that kind of stuff. So that's one of my theories. They go to rescue her, and she's just at almost at her point where she's gone. I think personally Cortana's gonna die. That's someone's gonna die, and I think honestly it's gonna be Cortana that's gonna go.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we all know that they have a 7-year lifespan. So. Yeah.
And hey, you know, Bungie's magical number is 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Dramatic chipmunk. But yeah, there was a lot of you know, interesting things in that trailer, and yeah, I mean, they had like was it Traxon written all over the place? Was
Trax or Trax Ox or whatever, something like that?
Which is in relation to Marathon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marathon too. So yeah, I mean, those were like plastered all over the place.
There's some things that I noticed a lot of people who said the comments and all that kind of stuff haven't mentioned. What about all the cool space battle stuff and all the cool, like, the longsword fighters crashing because of that turret and stuff? No one has mentioned that. Just scrolling through the things that we're reading, no one has mentioned that. What do you guys think about all that stuff? Finally, we get to see this stuff done professionally through Bungie, not just the movies that I make or other fans do, but now we get to see the stuff that we read about in the books. What do you guys? How do you feel about that little slot, a little touch that we got? How do you guys feel on that?
You know, seeing a longsword, a group of longswords in more than just kind of an escape pattern, you know, from Halo 1 is really cool. You know, seeing them in more of an attack, you know, situation where they're trying to, you know, take out Covenant, like overhead, you know, and that just, like I said, that just. I keep saying that over and over, but that just goes to reinforce the sense of urgency that it's more than just yourself, you know, that it's an entire army that's fighting the Covenant. So that kind of thing is really, it just really goes to increase the drama that goes on, that this is a, you know, human versus Covenant kind of entire race kind of large feel where it's a desperate situation.
It's us or them kind of deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, absolutely, and you know, it's, you know, the human race and everybody. I mean, that's the last defense, you know, and
because once Earth is gone, where do you go, right?
Oh well, obviously, but yeah, I mean, in the game, in the end of Halo 2, you know, we all, you know, pretty much knew they were going straight to. They found Earth, and you know, everybody was running, you know, to get back. And
No, but for me, like, the thing is, once Earth is gone, where can humanity go? They've wiped out everywhere else. I mean, this is it. It's either we stop them at Earth or they're screwed. We're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Forget about it. You know.
We can't fail. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do or die.
No kidding. Hey, well, he mentioned something about the Marathon Durandal game coming. Mm-hmm. Why don't we move over to that? Okay, let's move on to one from Storm Phoenix 2, who, towards the end of what he says, he mentions, there's Marathon Durandal for the Xbox Live Arcade. I never played Marathon, so if I decided to play it, it'll be the first time I've played Marathon. Still, from what I've heard and from what I've seen, Marathon looks like a great game. I'll definitely be checking it out once it's released. And shout-outs to Recky at Podtacular and FumoJBB. And shout out to Godfrey and Gamertag Radio for bringing us great E3 coverage. Thank you, Godfrey, as well as being sponsored by EA to do so. Keep on fragging trucks.
Right, yep, on. They're definitely doing that thing over there. But yeah.
Now, have you guys played Marathon? Either of you guys?
Yes. I played the first Marathon on my old color classic. Fun, you know? Yeah. Running with, like, it's 33 megahertz of processing power and 10 megs of RAM. That's all you can put in it. Woohoo, baby. Hot stuff. Upgrade. once Bungie released, I mean, yeah, I know you could get it for PC and stuff, but Bungie released it a while ago with new updated texture packs that the community had built for Marathon. Yeah. And I started playing it a couple years ago. And I'm really actually looking forward to being able to play it with people on Xbox Live Arcade now that I've kind of, like, stopped the PC gaming or computer gaming. I'm pretty much a casual console gamer now.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I'm with you there, man. I mean, I played Marathon 1 myself a little bit. At certain points, I got a little frustrated and confused with it. I mean, I know it has a great story with an AI going on, a computer AI that goes rampant, and there's a similar thing going on with that, and a group of aliens that gets together and combats the human race. You know, it's a similar kind of thing actually when you compare the two. But of course, it's got some a little bit tough graphics that go on with the whole thing. I know I've seen some of the footage for the Xbox release version, and it's a vast improvement, of course. It's got to be in HD and everything else. So, but one of the things that's a little funky is the usual Marathon reload animation where it's like a slideshow going on. You have gun here, gun here. You know, put in clip, gun back.
Yep.
But that's like back the way it was, you know, so it's cool. Maybe that's kind of a rehash to the way Marathon was, and it just kind of brings you into the feel. But it's definitely got a good story going on, and it's cool to, to bring you back to those, to that, the beginnings of what Halo was.
Yeah. Yep.
So it sounds
and
like
not
that's...
To mention-
Good.
Not to mention all the weapons, or there's some similar weapons. You've got the same rocket launcher. It's the Spanker, and then it's the same
Spanker.
One. Yeah, and then you've got the pistol, which has got a zoom like Halo 1, you know, and well, and of course the Marathon symbol everywhere, and it's in Halo as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm still always under the theory that Bungie's always said Marathon and Halo are two separate universes, but yeah. I'm still under the impression they're somehow going to connect it, somehow. They're going to connect the two. I just know they're going to do it somehow.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you got Frog Blast the Vancor, which is, part of Bungie's kind of mythos that comes on when, you know, you see certain quotes here and there that came from Marathon, actually. They were trying to find, like, someone that had gone crazy due to some kind of interaction with aliens or the AI or something like that was a civilian. And that's one of the things they say when you interact with them. They say Frog Blast the Vancor, which is, like, some random thing that a Bungie developer came up with at the moment that ended up sticking and going into the final game. So, you know, that's one of their sayings. So, you know, because of that, you kind of, got part of the mythos that goes in. So, you know, that it occasionally finds its way into the Halo universe, but things like that kind of go back and forth between Halo and Marathon. So it's kind of cool to see some of the relation that goes on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely recycle your ideas and improvement. Hey, I mean, improve them eventually, you know. Mm-hmm. With you know, better technology.
For sure.
Yeah, back to, you know, more observations, some of these pictures. I was looking at one just now where Miranda Keys, remember there's a scene where she's holding up two guns.
And yeah, the brutes, the three brutes, mm-hmm, that are in the background.
Yeah, the three brutes are actually surrounding her.
So. It kind of looks like the place where she got the key, actually, if mm-hmm, you look at it, because there's the broken kind of, Forerunner thing that's behind one of the brutes, and it looks like where her and Johnson, you remember with the, she was about to fall and she got the key, it looks like one of the devices or the mm-hmm, the big guard sentinels, whatever they were called, I'm sorry, can't remember their names, they had like the rockets and the needlers and the shields and all that, the yeah, big ones, that you could pick up like a tank and destroy it.
I don't know, man, I can't.
Yeah, so that means she gets captured, obviously, and
maybe she takes out the three brutes.
Who knows? I mean, that's for, going based on the story, you know.
Yeah.
That would be a lot to ask.
She's going to Chuck Norris them all upside the head. Roundhouse kicks.
Yeah.
And there's another picture that's been floating in the net where you had mentioned it earlier with Cortana. Where it looks like she's sick. There's a picture with two elites, Master Chief with two elites. One of them is obviously the Arbiter, and there's another one in the background. What was the name of
Halfjaw?
Excuse me?
No, sorry, I thought you were going to mention Halfjaw or whatever, the guy with the missing jaw.
It could be him. I don't know if it's him.
That scene you're talking about is the one you were talking about from before, when they're around the lighted table, that Cortana's like, she falls, she grabs her head and falls over. Yeah,
that's mm-hmm, the one where I think my theory is they've gone back to High Clarity to rescue her.
Well, actually, I can't believe I forgot the little drone that flies around.
Yeah, 343.
Guilty Spark. Yeah.
Yeah. It might be Guilty Spark. It's projecting that image
of Cortana
in this picture. Yeah, so I don't know if maybe it's remotely, maybe they're you know, she's sending them a message. I mean,
whatever it could be.
Is it possible that she's still with the Gravemind, you know?
I didn't notice that he was projecting the image, okay.
I'll have to go back and look at it closer then.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought it was more like the lighted table that it was coming up from there, but no, that's
cool. That's what I originally had thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm looking at a bunch of different ones, and, you know, it's amazing that these, you know, some of these people can take such nice quality pictures from a video. But it certainly helps, you know, especially what we're talking about.
Yeah. Dissecting the whole thing, right?
Yeah, that's 343, looking at this image. Because the last guy we met was, he was orange, remember? Mm-hmm. Whatever, 48, whatever, 458, penitent, tangent.
Yeah.
And if you look closely, that elite in the background has a battle rifle.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it in his hand, it's a battle rifle. You can see the scope there.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because, you'd think that even in Elite, like, by default, they would carry the Covenant weapons because they're used to them, but it sounds like they're just kind of, like, interchanging weapons working together.
Yeah.
And the reason I think this is not at Halo or anything is because you remember when you played the level on High Clarity where the door is to the Prophet's chambers or whatever had that symbol in the background for the elevators behind that elite who we don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. If you look closely, it's the same thing. I'm betting this is some kind of I'm betting it's like High Clarity or some kind of Covenant structure. Just from the looks of everything in here.
So is there anything else that we noticed in the video that in the Halo 3 campaign?
Well, we finally saw
being fired.
We saw a brief glimpse of the brute chopper.
Yes, yeah. In action too.
Exactly.
Yeah, in action. So I mean, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very brief, but I mean, it just shows that there is a, I mean, how big that vehicle is, because there's an actual picture of Master Chief boarding it, and he looks like a little shrimp.
Don't forget about, there's one thing that I, so far we've scrolled through and no one has mentioned, the new type of Scarab. Like, oh, yes. It's not the type from Halo 2. It looks like a digging kind of Scarab, you know? It's much more beefier, too. Like, the Scarab in Halo 2 just looked like a bug. I mean, this one looks like, you know, it's a digging Scarab or something like that, or something else. Mm-hmm. It's a different type of Scarab.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, it definitely has a nice redesign. I mean, just like most parts of the game. But, I mean, you know, I got a feeling the closer we get to August, you know, we're going to see more single-player, pictures and bits of news and stuff like that.
Yep.
The one thing I'm really glad so far, there's been no leak on the story. And you know, you can kind of like get a little idea based on some of these pictures. I mean, one obvious, theme that I get by looking at them is that you and Arbiter obviously are teaming up. And, you know, the Brutes are, you know, the pretty dominant force to be reckoned with here, but we kind of knew that anyway.
Right. Yeah, you know, and you guys are probably pretty clear right now that Podtacular is not interested in revealing any single-player details, even if they do get leaked. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Team Xbox played through the entire first level, and we don't want to know about it, we don't want to tell you about it, we don't want to hear about it.
Yep.
Because we're all for playing it. You know, that's like, I was saying on Podtacular.com, that's like reading through game FAQs for some game that you've never played. What's the point, you know?
Go and buy the game.
Play the game.
Play it.
Yeah, exactly, man. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we don't want to hear about it. We don't want to tell you about it. Let's. We want to hear about, you know, like gameplay mechanics and stuff like that, because that's exciting and something we can look forward to. But the story is something, like, for instance, it's kind of off topic, but relating that to Chronicles of Riddick that we're talking about earlier, JBB, is that that's a game I really enjoyed. It's a great game. But after you played it once, you don't even want to play it again, because it's all about the story, you know?
Yeah.
So,
it's
like, what's the point after that? It's, stories are like that, you know, you it's great the first time, but after that, you've already experienced the story, so there's no suspense going on or anything like that. So we want to get the full effect of the story, so we're all about that.
Exactly. We want to be surprised.
But some of the things that you were talking about with Xbox... Team Xbox playing through is one of the stories they said, and you're talking about game mechanics and stuff, is I think it's really cool is the AI. Say you remember in Halo 1 and 2, you kill a bunch of grunts or jackals, they run in terror, right? Well, they still do that now, but what they do now is they regroup, apparently, from the story, and they all flank you to your right or their left, and the grunts will get behind the jackals with the shields kind of thing, and, you know, re-counterattack you. That's one of the things I was reading in one of the stories.
Nice.
I think that's awesome, you know? Instead of just being fleeing little things to beat down, they'll actually come back and attack you, you know? They'll regroup, and they'll counterattack.
Oh, wow.
Come back in numbers. Pretty good.
I mean, sure, they're still screaming, it's the... the other thing is, what was really cool is I was reading about all the chatter that goes on between the Marines or the Arbiter or whoever. Like, they'll say something to the enemy will converse back, and then it goes back and forth, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, they'll scream, the demon, he has come for us all, or something. One of the grunts will scream that. I think that's one of the things. And then a Marine will... scream something, get back to planet, jackass, or something like that, you know, and, you know, it just goes back and forth kind of thing, the audio clips.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I'm going to go with one of the newer submitters here, Crunchy Bosom Cakes.
Okay.
Sent in a submission. It goes, hey, this is my first time sending in something to Podtacular. But I've been listening since 93. Episode 93.
I got confused. I was going to say, man.
93? Whoa.
Wow.
You know about Halo before it even came out? Oh my god, dude.
Dude, you're the messiah. So, I'm kind of 18. Wondering about the direction of the game. I was 18. I had a vivid imagination.
I was still in high school, man.
Everybody thought I was autistic. Okay, he goes, with Cortana losing the minder, there is no one to talk to like there was in the previous games. This could lead to interesting dialogue being left out, such as when Cortana speculates on certain things in the game. The Chief never really says much, and in other games, the characters talk to themselves to provide direction. Nah, I don't know. I don't want to see the Chief talking to himself in the middle of a fight or something. The Arbiter might fill in for that, but I doubt he's in every mission. Any thoughts on this? By the way, thanks for a great podcast. You're very welcome.
I personally think he's right about the Arbiter filling in, but there's no reason to think Cortana won't be there. I mean, obviously she's not going to possibly be in every scene because she's with Gravemind, but what's to say as the Chief gets closer to rescuing her or whatever that, you know, sometimes he doesn't receive a message or something like that, or,
right.
You know, maybe he's going to be in contact with Marine buddies or Johnson or Lord Hood or other Covenant elites, you know, like, there's like a bazillion characters. Maybe he'll run into a new AI. Or something, right? There's no reason.
Could be.
Do you think they replace her with an AI? They insert another AI?
I don't know. I honestly could be. I mean, he is the Master Chief. He does get all the cool stuff. I mean, I mean, you know, there's no reason to speculate or not to expect Earth, you know, the place that's our home, to not have AIs and on, you know, on most of the ships in orbit, there's AIs. I mean, they're not going to be at the level Cortana's at, but, I mean, there's no reason to not expect the Master Chief to have assistance from another AI.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, he does have the new armor, so why can't he have a new AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe this is where Durandal comes in, you know, to cross over the whole marathon and Halo thing. Yeah. Who knows, right?
Could be. You never know.
Well, that's another question.
Go ahead.
Real quick. In the last year's teaser trailer, obviously his armor was tan and everybody had speculation.
He was all cut up in that, too, and now they've mm-hmm. taken that away. I kind of didn't like that. I wish they had left him beat up more and had the damage like they had. I'm kind of disappointed that there used to be a huge gash across his like abdomen, and I always wondered, was that like a plasma sword that hit, you know, an elite tried to cut him with, or what happened there?
Mm-hmm.
He had cracks on his visor and all that other kind of stuff.
Do you think, you know, the costume, well, his armor is replaced at one point, you know?
Like, who knows? That could happen. I mean, there's no reason to not. I mean, you know, they could just say, hey, Chief, here's some new armor. Put it on now.
Yeah, why not?
I know. You look fabulous in this one.
Well, we all know about that private, Jenkins or whatever. We all heard how he reacted.
Yeah.
It's like, oh baby, it's a Mark V or whatever. Every time you'd see him in Halo 1.
Exactly.
All right, so
moving on to one from Tuba Gablooba here. Hey guys, it's Tuba Gablooba. Well, I stayed up. I stayed up to watch the Microsoft E3 press conference, and by the end of the night, I about pooped my pants. I thought the trailer was of the Heezy and looked way different than the announcement trailer last year. But one thing I noticed was the Master Chief was shooting rockets at the Scarab, that there was a green triangle on the Scarab, and it looked like it was the same green triangle used to mark where your teammate was in co-op. Now, since the gameplay wasn't filmed in split-screen, I think there's going to be Xbox Live co-op, which would rock. Now, the arms race video was just a sign to me that there would be a Halo movie, would also rock. It looked pretty cool, but I don't know if it was really revealed any new information to us. So to me, the video was just an advertisement for Halo 3. And the Halo 3 Xbox, it looks really cool, but who's going to buy it? Almost everyone who wanted Halo 3 already bought an Xbox 360, so these won't sell as much as they could have if they had released this a month or two ago. I don't know about that, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. A lot of people ran out and bought the Halo Xbox, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And they're only limited edition. It's not like they're pumping out, like, a million Xbox, Halo 3 Xboxes. I mean, there might only be 20,000 or something.
Yeah.
And in the world, I mean, that'll sell no problem.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Speaking of the Halo 3 Xbox, it's only got a 20-gig hard drive, and we don't know what kind of connections it has. We speculate it might be high def, but it probably won't be. Just, you know, we don't know for sure. And hopefully it'll be the same price as the premium and not more expensive.
Now, the Bungie podcast was saying that there's a lot of details to that as far as, like, the artistic details to it, that Bungie's art director has been behind a lot of the creation for that, and that, you know, it's they're not, you know, they're going pretty heavy-duty on, like, all of the artistic level for that. So, you know, because of that, I definitely expect a lot out of that. I think it's going to be really good, you know, in comparison with the same guy that was doing the Halo 3 Zune, and, you know, some of the other stuff as well, obviously with Halo 3, the game. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff to expect from that.
And they also said it had HDMI support, which is very very good to hear, but I also heard, and, you know, I'm trying to remember where I heard it, that there might not be an HDMI cable included. So that kind of, you know, kind of puts a little wrinkle to it. But nonetheless, you know, with an HDMI cable, you can get full 1080p support. So that's, you know, that's like upgrading it a bit. But, you know, you also have the 20-gig hard drive. So, you know, it's going to have one thing that the Elite has and not the other. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be, you know, something that you're going to have to, you know, make a judgment call on.
Yeah.
Because the hard drive's even painted a different color on the Halo 3 mm-hmm. one. So, I mean, if you were to say, run and get the 120 gig, it's not going to match unless you paint it up yourself.
Yeah, so that kind of,
So they got, let's see.
Collectors, it's a true collector's edition, you know.
So they got the Halo console with the, what is it, orange red dot kind of thing going on the, on the connect button to the controller. You got the entire
you got
thing.
The, go ahead. Sorry. No, I was just going to say another feature on it. It's the little kind of symbol for the UNSC on the side.
Yeah? Yeah. And it's translucent green, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the plastic all around along the outside. And then you have the orange metallic CD-ROM drive going on, DVD-ROM, and then on the top as well, on the hard drive, and then all the way around the hard drive as well. So then you kind of have the thing that, you know, it just all works together. And then you have the Halo 3 Zune kind of thing going on with the Halo 3 symbol, with the, where you put in the USB devices at the bottom, you know, if your 360 is, like, stood up on end. And then you have, like, the different stuff that Laird was talking about, like the different graphical stuff going on the side of the 360 case. So it definitely, you know, it looks really sharp, man. I mean, I think
if I didn't
looks
have a 360, I would have bought this.
Yeah,
I wonder,
really.
I wonder if it's going to be bundled with the game.
Oh, good question.
I mean, it would make sense that it would be bundled with the game.
Did they say if there was any kind of special Halo content on the hard drive or anything by that, any chance?
Well, I heard, like, some Halo themes or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
No, like, extra Halo videos or anything, maybe, or something.
I don't know, man.
Probably not, you know. Probably not. I mean, it's still kind of early because it's going to be released in September.
Yeah.
I got to say that, like, with that and the 360 Halo 3 themed controller.
Yeah.
Which looks really nice as well. And the headset, all of those look significantly better than the Halo 2 themed Xbox One.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's a major improvement. I mean, because I think a lot of it is because of the It looks like it's like translucent plastic, green plastic still, but without all of the like the little the plastic things that connect each other underneath. So it's have like translucent plastic and then, you know, solid metal or plastic underneath that with the Xbox 360 inset, a bevel and everything going on. So it still looks, it looks super sharp. I mean, it's a vast improvement definitely over the previous one. And it really looks like, I think it's a vast improvement over the Zune myself. You guys think so?
Yeah. I'm still spiting Microsoft for not selling Zunes in Canada. When are we going to see it, Microsoft? I want to be able to buy a Halo 3 Zune, but I can't. Have to, go through friends in the States to get it.
Yeah, ain't that something?
It's a pain in the ass.
What's up with that? Yeah, so I guess let's continue.
Yeah.
Maybe we should move on to the Halo Iris stuff, the ARG stuff now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, I got to find that person that put all that information in.
Yeah, a lot of information.
Hold on, let me scroll down to where
it is. Yeah, it's Unreal Chief.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Right. Halo Iris has really been going crazy, and there's Unreal Chief really gives us, like, the detailed, info, which we'll kind of give an overview of, hopefully.
All right, so let's do this. Since
I'll take part of it, you take part of it. Yeah.
Well, let's do a little play here.
Okay.
Let's do a little play. Since there are three characters, man one and two, two and three, okay, we pick which man we want to be.
I'll be man one.
I'll be man two, I suppose.
All right. Yeah.
And I'll be man three.
Fair enough.
Yes.
So, Unreal Chief says, July 6th, args.bungie.org, utterly... Natty Hayes was found. Flood containment control advertisements for hiring in various classified sites, Craigslist, Windows Live, Expo, Yahoo, etc. There has been a picture of the ad that includes a glyph that was found on various places, societies of ancient protests, first the Iris email, adjunct reflexes section, second avatar. There was a phone number, 1-888-778-5672, included in the ad. When first called, it said flood containment control was closed and told you to check back later. During the closure on July 7th through the 10th, the message for the flood containment control phone number was changed four times. These messages had a conversation of four people. Iris followers used all of the message to form one big conversation. Download the whole conversation if you want, put into the podcast at arg.bungie.org/downloads.php ?ID=183. Mm-hmm. When the last final message was put up on Flood Containment Control's phone number and put together, the other messages on July 10th, players found the conversation. From there, players were led to www.halo3.com/5467k, where people would select their state and would see the previous or various gaming stores in Microsoft Virtual Earth screen, Best Buy, Circuit City, etc. When you hover a mouse over the location, they would see an encoded message, a whole bunch of letters, K, L, T, blah, 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 blah. Anybody wants to read this, you can check the show notes.
Yep, absolutely.
Then someone put 34635467K into a cell phone to find out what they got and converted to find kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
When discovered, people dashed to their nearest store that was in the map. This is when Man 2, where we were all working for the moment, were simply hiding the data behind the false menu came in, and there was a false menu after the two options, play Halo 3 vid and health warning in the Halo 3 menu. Selecting that played the Halo 3 Starry Night, and following quote appeared 1 second after the Master Chief puts on his helmet. There is no malicious intent, only the single-minded goal of survival. After players Wikipedia'd the Balls Vinaigre, they found out they had that he had made
Balls Vinaigre.
Site for knowing
balsamic vinaigre.
Yes. Knowing this information, people went and started to code the message and found out that Halo3.com/5467K players quickly decoded it to find this out.
Extra virgin olive oil.
Yes.
Aww.
Report every 16 hours, and the plane What? The planet mistaken. Is mistaken. The numbers be in... Sorry, I can't read that. Maybe you should do mistaken. It.
I'll just
saying lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, areas. Report to 06 every 16 hours.
Host hours. World raised. Correction.
Another planet is taken. The numbers being lost are astronomical. Report 23 host world raised. Correct. Concentration. 0.65 fleet losing control. Falling back. Rendezvous. Rendezvous at 9 Bravo Kilo to Romeo 6. So, okay. I mean, the words are all strung together, so that's why it's...
Sorry, I saw the translated version. This is where the numbers became an IP, and the rendezvous point was 9BK2RK. From that, there, a lot of players made a mad dash to 206.16.223.659BK2RK in the hopes that one of the first 100 people to get a key and help unlock server 2. At around 6:12 p.m. on July 10th, server 2 was unlocked, and there were 4 files and a video. The video was about the flood. The files were 2 pictures, another star image, and a picture named Infestation, a transcript, and a video. For all information on these threads...
it cuts off, like yes. The Sopranos ending.
Go to args.bungie.org for more information. Check the forums out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's cool. It's kind of cool that we're given kind of a detailed overview of what's been going on with this, you know, because that kind of gives people an idea of how an ARG works, you know, what it's all about, and how it's all kind of like a series of cryptic messages that lead you to other cryptic messages that eventually lead you to more info about Halo 3 and some background on the story, you know. It's kind of cool to give that detail, so...
Makes you wonder, because I don't know if you saw the Halo 3.com comic that was there. Remember how they had the Forerunners were here on Earth, obviously, since, you know, we know the device out in the underneath New Mombasa is, the Ark or whatever it could be. We know that the Forerunners are here, we're here. Who's to say that they weren't here and this isn't them reporting in our time, like, you know, now?
Yeah.
You know, who's to say that they're not here right now, you know, obviously in the game, you know, not 500 years in the future. Who's to say that the flood control isn't, you know, the flood could be on Earth somewhere, who knows?
Yeah, it's definitely the type of story that can go on even after the story arc is over with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next one is Beyond Banshee. Bionchi.
Bamham, Bionchi. The grunt. whoops, sorry. Wrong one.
Bamham. So, anyway, he goes, hey, guys. Wow, E3. E3's Halo segment was not amazing.
Beyonce.
It was a-zamming. Add to that here. Okay. Anyways, I'd like to point out 2 things. One is that when they're going down onto Earth in the Pelican, it shows the cockpit. Many people believe that it reveals another Spartan. I say, no! You truck drivers? Then frag them. It is an ODST Marine. Duh. Ooh. And number 2, in the forest, when that Master Chief holds the gun to the Arbiter's neck, I think the Elite is dead. It just seemed emotionless. And, not sure. What kind of stuff was that? Okay, he goes that he is new here, and he's been listening since episode 95, and he loves the show. He goes, by the way, good luck with the squirrel belt. Well, thank you.
Squirrel belt? Did I miss that episode?
Yes.
Oh, man, you missed it. Dang, Steven, choose your belly off, man.
Okay. I'd rather have a beer belt, but that's me.
Aww.
You know, cans of beer on the side. It'd be the new great. Instead of the foam dome, you got the beer belt. You can put more beers on it. And instead of having it up on your head and your head feeling all wobbly, you just have straws all from all the beers around, like 6 or 7. Like, you can put it like a 6-pack on your belt and you can just drink it. Dude, it'd sell millions.
But dude, you could have a squirrel on your belt buckle. How cool is that, man?
Yep. How about the squirrel beer belt? The squirrel could run around opening on the beer belt could open the can. It's trained to open the cans of beer for you.
Oh,
and
wow.
And insert the straw.
Oh, wow. Can you be my marketing team, please?
Oh, yeah. Aww. We already had talks about that, remember?
Yeah, scroll the beer belt. That sounds good, man, definitely.
All right. So let's move on.
I think we've covered just about everything, haven't we?
You know, I think we really have. The only thing that we haven't seriously covered is the Bungie podcast, which has come out recently, which is definitely exciting, man. It's finally back. You know, it's been like 9 months, and Luke Smith got hired, which is great. You know, excited for him. Yeah. And you know, since then it's been pretty much silent. It's like, you know, hey, what's he doing over there? What the heck? It's way cool that you know, they finally got that going again, and they figured out all their technical issues, and you know, I've got on the air, and we're definitely excited for them. And dude, that was a good podcast, really. I mean, they revealed a few things that we haven't already known, like the first level being called Sierra 117 and being a kind of a intro to how the whole game plays, and kind of a tutorial to teach you how the whole game plays as well within single player. And they're talking about that being the forest level that goes on within these single-player screenshots. So, sounds cool.
Yeah. And it's good to
hear. I look forward to listening to it after this, actually.
Yeah, so, I mean, when everybody has a chance, to go to Bungie.net and listen to their podcast.
Definitely.
Yep.
Check it out. Well, I guess that wraps it wraps it on up here, Michael.
Yeah.
Ooh, Ernst.
Send in your comments, etc. to particular.
at gmail.com.
Benny, are you watching? Benny, are you watching? Are you watching, Benny?
Sessions to keep
the
show
going.
I've got
5 kids to feed.
Oh, man. I got 4 kids to feed, you mean?
What happened to the fifth?
Total Recall.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a remake of MC Hammer's Can't Touch This. Yeah. But I'm going to put Stop Whining.
Did he ever have any other songs besides Stop Can't Whining. Touch This?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Here comes the hammer. Please hammer, don't hurt him.
No!
Okay.
So many. That's right, we three.
Pray.
Too legit to quit.
Oh, come on now. Yeah.
Too legit to quit.
That's where he did the horsey, and he was like, I heard he was like complaining to like all the people that danced with him. He was like, no, cut. That's not how we did the horsey. We did the horsey like this. And he's like doing all this funky like horsey motion. They're like, what the hell, dude? This guy's lost touch with reality.
Oh, what the...
That's why now he's selling fries or oranges on the side of the freeway in, like, you know, Los Angeles or wherever he is.
Selling fries.
He's working at Walmart. He's a greeter.
Anybody want some fries while you're driving down the freeway? Come on, man. I'm too legit to quit selling fries.
Send in your comments, etc. to potterhackular @gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye out at Particular.com for an invitation to send your stuff in for next week's show.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Next.
And you can call or listen to voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Call-In show.
Which will return eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of buzz about Halo 3 and other stuff.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or the site, contributing to our PayPal, or to help out with the server bill, or hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
And don't forget to head over to GamerCastNetwork.com, where you will find other of the great podcasts that are out there, the Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer Radio, and the Gamercast Network's very own video game show.
Yeah. Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am JB Bizzle Nizzle.
And I'm Christoph Defgar Laird.
Keep on writing Laird.
That's right.
Keep on putting mayonnaise in your potato chips.
Yeah. No, milkshakes. Milkshakes and french fries. Chocolate milkshakes. Dip in your fries.
Oh, yeah, with fries. Yep.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. That's, mayonnaise. That's when you're under the influence, you get those kind of creeps.
You got your beer bell on, don't you, man?
Yeah, of course.
You got the prototype. I knew it.
Oh, yeah, man. I was gonna bring it to EA when you were visiting.
Missed out.
I got my squirrel bell on, and he just made me a sandwich.
Sweet.
Oh, baby, I want one. You should have a squirrel. No. Beer belt, squirrel hat. Think about it. Just think about it.
Why am I thinking about this?
About it. It's there,
I'm
man.
Actually,
beer belt, squirrel hat. Think about it.
The squirrel could be like, you know, a trained assistant, you know, like those helper monkeys.
I suppose.
Yeah. Squirrel, go
dude, you got squirrel crawling over your body, man, back and forth between your belt and your hat, dude. Ah! Oh, whoa!
Hey, squirrels are meant to go there.
Squirrel, when you go to the bathroom, can you please wipe?
Okay. Oh, I gotta get something to eat.
Alright, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, look at that. We talked about that and you got hungry.
Oh, baby. Mm. Just remember to keep that in the show.
Squirrel poop.
There's only one thing left to say.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Me goods.
And do it in a French. Like, do the opening in a French. Awesome.
That was the craziest French accent I've ever heard.
I know, like...
That's awesome. Keep it. That's good.
What am I doing? Man. Oh, for sure.
Je me goods.
Pas dix.
You sounded like the French guy from The Matrix. Red Reloaded or whatever.
Yeah.
Great, I'll have to piss it on. I mean, pass it on. I'm sorry, Father. I have to drop a load. GamerCastNetwork.com